Welcome to the video series on sociocultural theory in language learning, teaching, and assessment. In this video, we will discuss interaction happening in the classroom, comparing and contrasting that occurring between the teacher and learners and among learners. We will first discuss the difference between the metaphors of scaffolding and mediation, drawing on examples of assisting behaviors of learners and then that of the teacher. Right, so the zone of proximal development, which we discussed in the previous video, which is then the range of abilities that emerge in collaboration with others, with a more knowledgeable other, namely. It's often discussed such that this more knowledgeable other is an adult interacting with children. For example, a parent with a child. In a school, that more knowledgeable other is then a teacher. But classroom is far more complex than simply a teacher interacting with learners, whether it's immediate response to learners, queries, or giving oral feedback on their work, or commenting on others' writing. There are all sorts of interactions which are happening in the classroom. And there are various mediational means that guide or then mediate learner functioning in the classroom. We have pair work, we have group work for a reason in the classroom. Well, sociocultural theory can explain the usefulness of these interactions for learner development. Although you probably have heard or will hear about how other theoretical lenses can inform our understanding of the usefulness of learner-learner interaction. So in a previous video, we talked about how when a learner is acting alone, right, they only have access to the understandings, the strategies, the knowledge, or other remediational means that they possess, right? The picture changes when learners work together, as the understandings and experience and knowledge, right, that each individual in a group or in a pair becomes a sort of a visible or available for others to use as well. And suddenly the tasks, which would be beyond the reach of individual learners, become very much manageable when learners work together, simply by the virtue of them being different individuals, having different learning histories, and having access to different mediational means. There has been some research exploring how learners, being individually novices, become sort of experts when working together. You can read more about this in a paper which is supplied as an extra reading to this resource. There is, however, a feature which is typical of learner-learner interaction, which is different to how teachers can mediate learner development. And the metaphor of a scaffold becomes useful here. To start with, very often learners, when working together, they work towards completing a task, right? And even when one learner gives feedback to another, it's still about completing the task for them rather than development. Learners are kind of building this static scaffold, right, which helps them to complete the task they're working on. This is not to say that development cannot happen. Very often it does. Well, other times, it doesn't. However, because of the nature of this interaction and the learner's intention in this interaction, this development is not systematic because they're not working towards, right, development. They're working towards completing a task. this example can give you a taste of how such activities can occur in a classroom. So it comes from a classroom activity in upper secondary school, Lukio, English lesson, where learners were practicing writing essays. And upon writing the essay drafts, the learners were asked to exchange their essays and write notes on them, commenting on each other's writing, such that they were told that it would help the others to improve their writing. The learners were not told how to give their comments and what notes to write and which language to use, except for being asked to give the peer the kind of assistance or feedback they would like to receive themselves. The two essays here are very different, written on different topics. However, the comments and the way they're written here and the issues, interestingly, that the learners identified in each other's essays are rather similar. They focus on similar features. For example, holding readers' attention. Or such organizational features as having one main idea of a paragraph. Right? Which was the issue which both learners noted. They even at times use similar ways of formulating their concerns, such as the length of sentences. One wrote a bit too long, the other was a little too long, so almost the same note written there. What it tells the teacher is that, first of all, the two learners commented on the features which are in their zone of proximal development. They did not spot those in their own texts, but were able to see that in that of their peer. Well, at the same time, and this is where the teacher's role becomes really important, one cannot but notice that the notes that the learners made did not make an attempt to move their peers' understanding beyond the text. Right? It was always linked very explicitly and specifically to the text at hand. So it was not about transforming their peers' thinking. Right? It was not geared towards some sort of higher level of abstraction which they could apply beyond this text. And this is where the difference between the metaphors of scaffolding and the goatskin metaphor of flowers and fruits of development really comes into play. So the latter allows for a qualitatively different way of thinking about learner development and how this development can be nurtured. Well, first of all, the activity which is described in the previous slides, that is, the learner notes and the fact that the learners were able to improve their texts after they saw the peers' texts and made this their notes and they saw the peers' notes on their texts, right, allows for spotting those flowers of development and gives the teacher very valuable information that they can build upon, right? Basing on the principles of mediation as classroom practice, which we discussed in the previous video, that is, mediation being contingent, graduate, and dialogical, teacher could use this information. Well, first of all, they could see if the learners are able to transfer this knowledge to a different text, a different essay, the contingency principle, whether they need, right, any more help. If the same issue arises, the teacher could start guiding the learners rather implicitly, right? For example, think on how you can make your argument clearer for the reader, or how do you hold readers' attention? That is the graduated principle. And if the learner is unable to respond, they could continue further, giving gradually more and more details and guidance. What can also be important for the learner development is a more academic discussion here, using the terms such as readability, for example, as this allows learners to think, first of all, beyond the text at hand, right? And secondly, of the writing as a system of sort of interrelated ideas and processes. So rather than simply marking certain a sentence in their text, for example, without, or making it shorter, for example, without really understanding why. Why do I need the shorter sentence? We'll talk about the role of concepts in a different video. Perhaps to summarize this one, it's also important to remember that whatever is done in a classroom, it should nurture this quality of the fruit emerging in the process. Learner collaboration or the partnership or peer feedback is as important for learner development in this process as the feedback from the teacher, because it creates opportunities for learner development. Right? So all sorts of interactions are an important part of learner development, as they help to ensure this quality of the fruit that emerges as a result. The trick is then to create those opportunities in the classroom and make sure that you see those flowers and you grow those flowers as the teacher. So this concludes this present video, in which we discuss scaffolding and mediation with reference to learner-learner and teacher-learner interaction as parts of the same developmental process. As always, links to other videos which could be useful for understanding this topic will be in the video description. Thank you.